Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now a bunch of COVID stuff. A strip club in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, reopened this weekend without stripping.
Oh.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. There's outdoor dining if you just can't resist strip club food.
Grilled cheese.
And the dance. Oh, God. Is it firework or fireworks?
Work, no S.
I think it's firework. I will double check because, again, I'm
what
going by Robert.
What do you mean you think it is?
I've never eaten there.
Where did you go online? Freaking like, I wonder family. Where my son's working.
God, do you?
It's
what do you
fireworks
do?
Fireworks pizza.
Engage
fireworks
with
pizza.
Your family.
For literally, Rob, for 2 weeks you've been saying firework without an S.
Yeah, well, that's what we call a mistake.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, everybody. Without further ado, I'd like to play a clip from Fox and Friends, which I rarely do. This is from a way back. I'll go a little long with it. I rarely do this on the show. Hopefully it plays. Let's listen, shall we?
A lot of people in your profession who waxed poetically for weeks and weeks about how Florida was going to be just like New York. Not only do we have a lower death rate, well, we have way lower deaths.
Ron DeSantis.
We have a lower death rate than the Acela Corridor. We've succeeded, and I think that people just don't want to recognize it because it challenges their narrative. It challenges their assumption. So they got to try to find a boogeyman.
Now, Steve Ducey.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday calling out the media over coverage of COVID-19. Here with reaction media reporter for The Hill, Joe Conchi. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing better than Ron DeSantis. He's a little hot under the collar, and you can understand why.
Sure.
He was looking at the press corps who's around he and Vice President Pence yesterday, and he said, look, you know, you guys were all saying when I started to reopen Florida, wait 2 weeks. Florida's going to be as bad as New York. Wait 2 weeks. It's going to be as bad as Italy. Well, you know what? It's been 2 months, and Florida has figured out how to manage this pretty effectively.
There we are. I just had to. I had to go back to Fox and Friends. If you have had your head in the sand, you might not know the fact that my home state currently, I'm not there now, thank God.
Right.
15,300 cases.
Yeah, they keep besting themselves, Mike.
Well, they bested the United States. The one-day record for cases in the United States of any state, 15,300 cases. I have always thought when I'm online and I'm watching a sporting event that sometimes I can't control myself, and I'll make a comment about a defenseman for the Capitals and say this guy's having a terrible game, and then he'll end up scoring three goals.
Right.
I consider this to be the exact same thing with COVID, where you just can't predict what a virus is going to do, and you err on the side of safety. And to come out and brag about how well you have done before this thing is out of the atmosphere is pure idiocy. Yesterday in the great state of Florida, 45 deaths. I hate to start the show like this, but 15,300. My friends down there are scared out of their minds now. They're not sure what's going to go on. They're not sure what's going to happen. But duh, there we are. And that's what you get. And it's a terrible situation. And I don't want it to happen. But I think you got to call out people for assuming that you've got this thing figured out. I would say that any responsible, clear-thinking individual would err on the side of caution when you were doing it. And you're going to say, well, Mike, you work from home. It's easy for you. Yeah, I know. This pandemic has affected my business as well. I am very blessed to be able to still do this. But at the same time, you've got people saying, you know, what the hell? Go back to school. Do all this. I just had to play that because it frustrated the hell out of me. It really, really did. It just drove me out of my mind that with this, going back and watching this, where Ron DeSantis came out on the driveway of the White House screaming and waving his hands around and how smart he was. And, well, there we are. The world record holder, 15,300 deaths. A friend of mine who has a doctor's appointment that has been canceled now three or four times. This cardiologist said to this individual, I know, it's getting bad, very bad. That's on my side of the state. Not Miami-Dade, which is on the East Coast. This is the West Coast. This is Central Florida. This is the entire state. And that's where we are. So, happy Monday, everybody. I know this is your escape, but I have to vent. I had to.
Understood.
I have no choice but to vent. I'm sorry.
I think it's fair to say that you're feeling what we felt in the D.C. area, I would say, 2 months ago.
Right.
You're feeling it now.
Right. It's craziness.
Maybe 2.5 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, when New York was really "quote unquote" on fire.
Right.
So you're feeling now what, and I think the rest of the country is feeling what the Northeast and the Northwest was feeling literally 3 months ago.
Yeah,
it's terrifying. And for you to come on here and talk about that on the air, Mike, please. There are probably people that are listening across the country that are literally going through what you're going through right now.
Of course.
And for one reason or another, like Rob and I, we're not desensitized to it, but the idea that, well, there's a little uptick in the DMV area, but it's not, there's not a wildfire going on like there is in Florida, Texas, Arizona.
Oscar, I think you can probably agree with me that in the DMV area, I feel a certain sense of majority of the folks are showing some responsibility.
Yeah.
And by the way, the DMV is the Delmarva.
No.
That's Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, for those of you that might not know.
It's not.
It's
the District of Columbia, Maryland, or Virginia.
The District of Columbia, Maryland, and Virginia.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I thought that was Delmarva.
No.
I'm sorry. No. See? And I haven't lived there in a while. I don't even remember that.
It's okay. Well,
I'm not up there anymore, the DMV.
I wonder how the masks are going.
I thought it's where you get your driver's license.
I wonder That's how they're MBA. masking up on the Eastern Shore right now. I think it's probably a big
deal. I mean, but it's, close.
It's hard to eat fruit fritters
with
a mask on your face.
Neighboring states.
They are.
Look.
What a dip, though. Seriously.
Oh, God.
Ron DeSantis coming out, waving his hands up in the air, standing next to his butt buddy, Vice President Pence kissing his ass every day. And that's what, by the way, butt buddy, if you want to call me on that, I'm saying he kisses his butt. That's what I'm saying. And it's just, these are lives we're talking about for you to make your good impression on your God, your orange God that you worship at the feet of. And meanwhile, this is going on. And the arrogance. I watched an entire press conference that this Governor Ron DeSantis, an amazingly well-educated man, an amazingly accomplished man. And I don't know where it went wrong or what the goal is, but Steve Ducey, I know personally. I don't give it. Forget him. I don't even.
Hey, I understand.
He's been lost for a long time.
He's a little hot under the collar.
Well, who wouldn't be?
And who wouldn't be? Duh. Mike, there's
this
a word.
You don't take any chances. You don't predict whether it's going to go away or not. Nobody can do that.
There's a word
when I live in that state.
There's a word that goes back, I believe, to the Greek tragedy of a character flaw. It's called hubris. H-U-B-R-I-S.
Hubris.
Excessive. It's excessive pride or confidence that is not merited. And that's what we see here.
He is being asked a question. This is last week or maybe the week before.
Right.
By a reporter from the Miami Herald about the number of hospitalizations, which is a massive thing. I'm a resident of Florida. I want to see that statistic. I want to see how in my county hospitalizations are doing, because if I go back there, I want to know what the hell's going on and whether I'm going to get medical care.
Right.
Valid point, right? He is saying, well, we've got this data, and he's waving around these sheets. Well, there's no data at this particular point to show you the hospitalizations in Florida that's coming out of the Florida Health Department because they're arrogant and they figure that's going to make them look bad. I don't know what their motivation was. It's bordering on absolute criminality. It truly is.
It's built around the November election.
Yep.
Maybe it is. God, when did we go mad as a society? When you're talking about to hell with the election, when you're considering what people's lives and whether people are going to live or not.
I don't know, Mike. Somebody, let's look up and down the Acela corridor and see what's going on with the Acela corridor. Blah, blah, duh, duh, duh.
It's just to me stunning, and I feel for the old people down there that are scared.
How are
now.
Your friends down there?
Yeah, any update from the community?
I haven't talked to the guys that I hang out with. Don't care probably at this point until it bites them in the ass. But I mean, this is a dear friend of ours that lives in our neighborhood down there, and she's very worried, and she's like, "Don't come back." I got a lot of "Don't come backs" yesterday from people that are.
But you get that every year, don't you?
Yes, I do. When I leave, they're like, "Please,
is he back? Tell him not to come back.
Don't tell him not to come back. Yeah, don't come back.
Don't come back." So Rob gave me, right to start the show today, a chart. The Texas Medical Association releases COVID-19 risk chart. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not just for Florida. This is for everybody, right?
Yeah, right.
If you're trying to live your life and trying to get by this in these pandemic times, let me blow it up.
And Mike, Rob, I know it's tough.
Can you white balance yourself? You're almost in cepia.
Well,
watercolor is what I mean.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank God.
Should be better. It's a beautiful, Mike. It's really hard to explain to people to stay apart and avoid droplets and wear masks. So what the Texas Medical Association did is made a color-coded chart to make it easy. Makes it
pretty. This is the least risk up to the highest risk, correct?
Exactly. And the cool colors are like your blues and your greens. Yeah, blues and your greens are safe. But when you get into red, look out.
Remember, we're not seeing the chart. So what's this, the title of the chart?
It's the COVID-19 risk chart.
Thank you.
Number one, the least amount. Yes, Rob.
It says at the top in all capital letters, be informed.
Be informed. Well, I agree with that.
Right.
Number one, least risk, opening the mail. You're okay with that,
yep.
Apparently.
Good.
Number two, getting restaurant takeout. That's right there, right up at the lease. So getting restaurant takeout.
That's a two.
Number two, pumping gasoline. See, I thought pumping gasoline, I get real hinky. I wear my mask and I put on my gloves.
It's not the most sanitary when there's no pandemic.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair, also no one's getting gas because no one's going anywhere.
But also, when you're traveling, you think that that's something, but that speaks to the information they've garnered on surfaces, right? That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Number two, playing tennis. Okay, that's good. A lot of people love to play tennis.
Thank God I can get back to it.
Number two risk, going camping. Minimal risk there. We get into the threes. We're starting to tick up a little bit.
Low to moderate.
Grocery shopping. I do a lot of grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. It's three, but it's not as dangerous as who knows what the numbers mean.
I feel like if you're in a hot spot and you're still grocery shopping, like splurge the extra 10 to 20 bucks if you can for someone to deliver your groceries.
Yes,
you might
it.
Have a point. You might have a point. If you're in an area that's not spiking, probably not a bad suggestion, Oscar. Going for a walk, run, or bike ride. That's also low
okay,
risk.
Okay, that's a 3 out of 10, a 3.
Yeah. Playing golf, also low risk.
There you
risk.
Go.
See?
That's great. That's great to know for me. Staying at a hotel for two nights is, we tick up to 4. That's a slightly higher risk, but we're not in the red zone yet. Let me see. Sitting in a doctor's waiting room is also number 4. Going to a library or a museum, also number 4. Eating in a restaurant outside is also 4, relatively low risk. I agree with Oscar. I think you should maybe put that caveat in there. In an area that's not exploding,
spiking,
probably better. Walking in a busy downtown is also a 4. Spending an hour at a playground, also a number 4. We are now moving from, we went from blue-green to green, and now we are going into what appears to be kind of a yellowish-orange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, caution.
Yes, exactly. Caution. Yeah, caution.
Moderate what were you going to say, Rob Spiewak?
I was going to say, even though it's only low to moderate risk to wait in a doctor's waiting room, only do it if you want to see the doctor. There's no reason to be there otherwise.
There you go. How you doing, Oscar?
I'm good.
Oh, that was funny. How are you?
That is a dad joke. I'm out of dad. Okay. That is a dad joke.
All right.
Not really.
Good.
Dad jokes usually puns.
Why would somebody wait in a waiting room?
That's the funny.
That's not
it's
funny.
The joke.
Maddie, dad joke.
Yeah, definitely dad joke. I don't even think I smiled at that one.
Okay, you do.
And because Maddie's known.
Sir, we got Maddie back from Buffalo. Surly Monday. How about Maddie's greeting to me? I said, "Hey, Maddie, how you doing? Hi, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, you know Maddie, known for her smiles.
Yeah. All right, we're moving into... All right, everybody, it's Monday. Put on your happy face with this happy beginning to the show. I come in with a coat. I come in with an actuality from our governor, calling him a dick, and I want people to be smiling.
Talk about things you like to do.
Moving into the fives now. This is starting to get a little hinky. Having dinner at someone else's house, I guess.
It's, okay.
I don't know. Number five, also attending a backyard barbecue.
I think the O'Meara's are like one, a two for two there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
This is only moderate stuff, though. This is only a 5 for 10.
Going to the beach, going to a beach, shopping at a mall, sending kids to school, camp, or what is it, Rob?
Daycare. Mike, the hardest part about shopping at a mall is finding the time machine to take you back to 1986. Because no one's shopping at a mall anyway. So why did they
blowing up a chart and cutting off the text. What risk is that?
That's a six.
Working a week in an office building.
Yep.
That's number six, Oscar.
Oh, no. There's nobody here, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
The Catholics
according
are
to
there.
This chart.
The Catholics.
Swimming in a public pool.
Boy, that sounds appealing, doesn't it?
Visiting an elderly relative or friend.
All right. Oh, that's for
them. In their home. Yeah, that's the end of number six. That's your last number six, Mike. Now we go in to the sevens.
Lucky sevens?
Moderate to high risk, Oscar.
Oh,
moderate
no.
to high moderate risk. To high risk is going to a hair salon or barbershop.
Oh, no.
Eating in a restaurant inside. Attending a wedding or funeral. Traveling by plane, playing basketball, playing football, hugging or shaking hands when greeting a friend. We pretty much know that now.
Right? Well, yeah, that's over. It. Yeah, I think I'm still on the
it's just elbows or assholes, right?
we now go into the eights.
Or a-holes, Mike.
Sorry.
Number eight.
Yeah,
this is the second to highest level. Eating at a buffet.
Oh man, I miss those days.
But I say worth the risk. Financially.
Working out at a gym.
Oh, no.
These are the eights. Going to an amusement park. Hi, Disney.
And guess what? Six Flags in Largo, open.
Yeah.
Wasn't it risky going there before the pandemic?
Yeah, exactly.
Hygiene. It's all about hygiene. Going to a movie theater, that's an eight. Attending a large concert, that's we move into the nines now.
Okay.
Going to a concert.
Mm-hmm.
Going to a sports stadium, that's a nine. Attending a religious service with 500 plus worshipers. Oh, that's one of those. They call them mega churches, people.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a nine. And they're at the top of the list. At number nine, going to a bar.
Like Oscar's doctor.
And I was tested Spooky. After I went to the bar, but I did go to the bar one night when I was in Florida. I thought things were different.
It was still early, Mike. It was still early.
Well, your governor said it was okay. Yeah. It was fine.
Yeah, So there you have it. That's the list of the risk factors. The bottom line is, everybody, you got to be safe out there, you know? Let's be careful out there.
Well, I can't wait to go camping and play tennis.
How are your kids doing, Rob?
They're doing good. Yeah? Robert is, of course, asleep. He had his first training session at what is it? Firework Pizza, which I put in the wrong mall, by the way. It's not by Wegmans. I was thinking of a different place.
What's the name of the pizza place?
Firework.
Yeah.
Firework Pizza. Right, it's in Tuscarora Mills, and he said, training was great, Dad. I said, why was it so great? He said, I can carry huge stacks of glasses without dropping them, and I can carry three plates on each arm. I said, that's good, I guess. So he's going to be making pizza.
He's still pretty strong, right?
Very strong.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
When Mike, does he start?
He has another shift today. He's had training yesterday. He's got a couple days of training before he can, you know, get out there and spread the firework
brand. He's got another shift today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What time does he go in?
I'm sure probably like noon or three. You know.
Where?
Firework Pizza, Mike. Where the taste is explosive.
Have you sampled the goods yet?
I have once sampled it. He did not bring home any yesterday. But the one that I had, and I mentioned it before, it was a blue cheese pizza with a balsamic glaze.
Wait.
The taste, Mike. Firework pizza, the taste is explosive.
Is he going to be a server?
No, he's going to be making, but he has to be trained in all aspects of the business.
Oh, I like that. Nice.
So how many can he bring? Can he bring home one a night?
I think it is. It's a discount policy. I think it's like 75% off.
You know what?
Discount pies.
You know what? I don't know because I don't know the other pizza joints.
Right.
But I would think that you let them bring home the pie. Come
well, I think
now.
Maybe that maybe
I think
eyes
it's
get averted.
Merit based. Yeah.
Could be. I will say this: their crust is amazing. It's very, very good.
Well, the crust is amazing. I would have that information, Mister. I don't engage with anyone on anything or. You should find out if you get a free pie. He does know. You get a.
Here's
what is the discount?
I asked him, and he was vague on it. I believe it is a 75% discount for
really
product. Yeah, I think that's what it is. I'll have details tomorrow.
Why don't you give him a 20 spot and say I'd like to buy 6 pizzas?
Well, I give him a 20 spot anyway and I never get any pizza, so what I need to do is I put a post-it on
40
it
bucks.
Yeah, like, dude, there's no balsamic glaze at all, help me out. But Mike, the thing about balsamic glaze, yes, on a pizza,
right,
the flavor is explosive.
Oh, sorry, here we go. Yeah, sorry. Hey. At Firehouse Pizza.
Firework Pizza.
Firehouse
subs.
We are the worst family members ever.
Yes.
Your bowel movement will be explosive.
Firework. Is it firework or fireworks?
Work, no S.
I think it's firework. I will double check because, again, I'm
going
by Robert.
What do you mean you think it is?
I've never eaten this.
Where did you go online? I wonder where my son's working.
God, what do you do?
It's fireworks pizza.
Engage with your family.
For literally, Rob, for 2 weeks you've been saying firework without an S.
Yeah, well, that's what we call a mistake.
Is it fireworks?
Fireworks. And two words. Fireworks. There's a space between the E and the W. I guess because it's fire grilled pizza. And the taste is explosive.
God almighty.
But I gave him some advice before he went for his training.
What'd you say?
I said, hey, don't skimp on the mushrooms, baby.
Fireworks pizza, and yes. That's where Robert works. And where's is Julia doing anything right now?
Yeah, we still don't know what her return policy is going to be for VCU because VCU is back and forth. I can't see her doing it. What we're waiting on is a guarantee from Virginia Commonwealth University that if she takes a semester or a year, when she goes back, all of her credits and all of her financial aid will be in place. And they haven't guaranteed that yet, so we need to wait and see. But even if it's not, I can't imagine that I would send her there.
Is she doing
this
graphics work? It's summer job,
she is. And that's what I'm saying. She started, she was supposed to start last week, but because of her self-quarantine waiting on the test, she's at a company in Leesburg called Conveyance, and they do, she does simple graphic stuff, some proofreading, some stuff like that, but some real graphic design. It started as an internship with a minimum salary, and actually they brought her back this summer with a $5 an hour raise. And I said,
that's
fantastic. She says, yeah, but $5 more than nothing is still not that much. I said, don't be fussy. Don't be fussy.
We can't be.
No.
She can't be either.
Yeah.
No. But I'm proud of her. This is like a job where she has to like really dress and go to a place. So she's doing
great. A programming note. I will be, I figured right after we took a break, I should take another break. That's what I did. No. The reason is I have not seen my daughter since she went through her very, very difficult time, and she will be coming up here to Maine this week, and I'm going to be spending a few days with my daughter, so tomorrow will be my last show, and then for those of you that have written, I like the Rob and Oscar show, you're going to be pleased, because you'll get them for the week. And
Rob it's Rob and Oscar.
Well, the theme Oscar song and Rob goes, if you're doing alphabetical.
But it rolls off the tongue with Rob and Oscar.
Well, the theme
Rob
song
Oscar.
Is
yeah, Oscar,
Rob and Oscar, Oscar and Rob.
No. I like
Here
Rob and Oscar.
They are to do the job. And so he goes both ways.
Sure.
Podcast fun. It's every day. Brought to you by Firework Pizza. The taste is explosive.
Fireworks.
Fireworks pizza.
You don't get the explosion unless you pronounce it correctly.
I do. I hate the S. Get that S out of here.
Maybe tomorrow we can go through the menu of fireworks.
Yeah, I would love to.
I would love
that.
See what kind of pie and have them send me up one. Should be fantastic. So if you're keeping track at home, it's fireworks pizza.
Yes, two words.
You know, the highest risk going to a bar. Lowest risk is opening the mail. And we'll start the show. I have to take a flight down to Florida today where I will be licking Ron DeSantis' doorknobs all day long.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, from New York, The Ed Sullivan Show.
Right this way, Mr. Sullivan.
Okay, they're called The Doors, and they've got the number one single in the country right now, Light Your Fire.
Light Your Fire, is that it?
Yes. Now, they're not your usual group, but I think they're going to fit in just fine. Everything's going to be fine.
Boys, meet Mr. Sullivan.
All right, fellas, just great. I heard your record. Light that fire.
Light your fire.
Light that. Just
light
good.
My fire.
Great, fine. Just really, really,
really fine.
The guys at Network have told us that they have a little problem with one of your lyrics, the lyric, Girl, We Couldn't Get Much Higher. See, because you can't say higher on Network. So they asked if you could say instead, Girl, We Can't Get Much Better. Can you dig that?
How about, Girl, You Couldn't Bite My Wire?
I don't think standards and practices would.
And you know, fellas, why don't you have a nice big smile on your face when you get out there? There's no point being sullen. You know what I mean? Well, just do it.
Kind of a sullen group, Ed.
Well? Oh, come on, John.
It's just a word, Jim. Stones changed when they played here.
Yeah. Why don't you change your name to, Sydney or Irving Manzarek? It's just a word.
Hey, man.
But right now, a word about Anison.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village headquarters in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And guess what? I didn't print out the thing.
You didn't print out the spots?
I didn't. Hold on. I'll get it for you. Yeah, we're from a the way it's working, Oscar is in D.C. Yeah. And Rob is in
Leesburg. He lives in Leesburg, yes.
Leesburg near Fireworks Pizza.
Yeah.
I'm in the Pine Tree State, otherwise known as Vacation Land.
Maine!
And, everybody.
What do we always say, Rob, if we write it, Mike reads it?
That's pretty much. Mike, is it the.
Hey, I didn't that time. It was right up there. Right up there. Well, now you know, right after the Maori Fire Eaters, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith, the waltzing mice and Senor Wences, and then a little visit with Topo Gigio.
Mike, do you need, is it the cities you need?
No, I'm getting them.
Okay.
He's got them, Rob.
All right, he's got them.
Jeez.
Yeah, Oscar, relax.
It's a little process.
Maddie, calm down.
Finding the cities.
Hi, Pony
Madeline,
Boy.
Madeline Masiello is back from Buffalo, which is wonderful. Now you know.
Pony Boy's now been relegated to Fairfax, Virginia.
If you've had a chance to go out to the World's Fair and seen Michelangelo's Pieta.
Check out the new website that was launched this weekend.
Very cool.
MichaelAndreloShow.com.
Yes.
Pony
did a fantastic
Pony's
job
been working on that site for,
thank you so much.
I would say. Go. Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah. Pipe on in, buddy.
Hi, Pony.
Good morning. How are you?
How many months have you?
Oh, at least like 12 or 13.
Yeah, 13 months.
I'm fine, Pony.
And Pony, I want you to relax. We're going to send people to get you out of the well soon, baby Jessica.
Thank you.
All the way from Sedgwick, Kansas to Arapahoe, Colorado, St. Charles County, Missouri. Nightfield in South Portland, Maine, Yardley, Pennsylvania, and Potts Woolley, Italy. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Brought to you by Lightstream.
Yes.
Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money. And you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. Get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR.
Oof. Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Boo.
Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love this service. I love this website, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're throwing money away. Wonderful client to have.
Yeah,
really recognized very, very widely as one of the best in the biz. Our listeners can apply today for a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. You know that code. You love it. That's Lightstream, LightStreamSTREAM.com/TMOS. Here comes the disclaimer as fast as I can read it.
Yeah, kill the music, Oscar. There we go.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. It offers for subject to change without... No, let's start again.
Okay.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay...
from the top.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. It offers is subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. It puts the lotion on its body or else it gets the hose again.
Mike, I love that you were doing your Ed Sullivan voice. Can I tell a brief story? Is that over the weekend, I have some DVDs of The Sullivan Show, and I was thinking about the Rolling Stones, and I've got their appearances. So I was watching the complete Ed Sullivan shows that even have the commercials and stuff left in. It's a very fun exercise to watch because TV just isn't like this anymore. So they're doing Oscar. They would have, you know, comedy. They would have musical acts, but they'd also have what he would call specialty acts, almost like vaudeville, like weird talents. And one of the things he had was from Italy, three guys that were like in briefs and entirely gold makeup, so they looked like bronze statues. So it looks at first glance like three naked gold men posing on television, just doing like statue poses. So I'm watching this, having a few beers Friday night, and Julia comes in and says, "What is this?" Because it looked like some sort of weird retro pornography.
Hold on,
I had
on
to
second.
Explain to her.
Hold on, wait.
Yeah,
you were in your house drinking and watching black and white television.
Hey, this is full color. This is from 1966.
Oh, 66. Wow.
But I had to explain.
By the way, I'm old enough to remember sitting with the family and watching it over the year.
It was a huge thing, a huge show. And I explained to her, I said, "Julia, I can't explain why, but for about 20 years, this was the most popular thing on television. This
we got together as a family and watched it.
Every Sunday night.
I do not remember. I certainly watched television with my mom and sister, but not necessarily my dad, who would go into the other room and listen to music or a ball game and read. That's what he would do. He was not the big viewer. But the family, one of my only memories of all of us sitting on the couch down in our basement our little center chimney cape, our small little house in Glastonbury, Connecticut, was sitting down there on a black and white television with rabbit ears and watching the Ed Sullivan Show. And one of the biggest nights was, you'd probably remember the date or the year that the Beatles performed. But
I think February 3rd, 64, I think it was.
It was a big deal. And just like every dad, my father was like, well, they put balls on their head or something like that. That's what he was talking about.
But and the other thing is Julia stayed with it and she watched a little bit and she knew of him. And I think that my kids know the fact that Letterman did his show from the same theater. So it's sort of a historical venue. But she watched Ed Sullivan introduce like two or three acts and she said, "He looks like he's in pain."
It doesn't make sense.
That show, and you can go back and watch the clips of the really remarkable moments, like your Elvis and your Beatles and your Rolling Stones. You say, "Wow, that was great." But what you don't realize is most of the show was horrible.
Is he in pain?
Well, he did tend to throw up before every show.
Oh my God.
Because of stage fright.
Jesus.
But he really.
I didn't know that.
even when he was at his youngest and his most Ed Sullivan vibrant, he was hideous to look at and not a pleasant person on television.
I never really had heard about Ed Sullivan until we started working together.
Right.
Because it's not really, I don't think it was in the demo, the Bolivian immigrant demo in the 80s to be like, hey, Senor Sullivan was on when we were younger.
Senor Sullivan!
But when, as a younger kid, when they would have the Time Life packages together, they would show anything in I guess from the past. Yeah. I always thought that Ed Sullivan, and I, look, this is racist. I don't mean it that way. Ed Sullivan and really President Nixon looked alike. And but I didn't know enough because I just knew they
I
were
can
just,
see
just,
that though.
Just they were just in black and white as a kid.
And no, I can later see it because life, they're both like, unpleasant looking. Oh. Yeah.
Well, because when what triggered that, I guess in me was the idea that they both looked uncomfortable on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Very, very, so, actually, very wise for a kid to pick up on.
So
that.
I was like, why? Right, here's so uncomfortable
for you. This one I'm going to play for you, Oscar. Right. I'm going to play his puppet, which was this little Italian mouse.
Horrible.
Was Topo Gigio. Mm. And they tried to humanize Ed Sullivan and make him not stiff. And I, as a kid, as the baby of the family, adored it. Mm. I loved watching it, and it really worked for me. So I'm going to play this. And we're going to listen to Ed, and we're going to see what happens here. Let's go.
10-year history of our show. We've never had any star who's won such affectionate acceptance as our little Italian mouse, Topo Gigio. Tonight, I'm delighted, and I know you're delighted, to welcome Topo Gigio back from Italy to New York City. So let's have a nice welcome for little Topo.
Right here. Come on, right now.
And he walks over to his mouth.
Welcome back. Welcome
Eddie,
back, Topo.
I haven't seen you in such a long, long time. Oh. Eddie?
Yeah?
Quick, kiss me hello.
He kisses the mouse.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Topo, what? I want to ask you a question. What's all the stuff around here?
See, I'm making...
I can't watch any more of it.
It's, and the weird
it's going to hurt my ratings. There you go. You want to hear more?
No.
You want to hear... Okay.
No. Please, no.
Topo was strangely human in the way they operated him, and it always
I
is weird to me.
I thought he was the puppet. That's what I was... I no. thought he was no, doing
the puppet is a freestanding puppet on a platform. I don't know how they did it. It looked like
was
a marionette.
It was a black screen behind them, and the puppeteers are all dressed in black.
How but, do you know this crap?
But the thing that is so weird is, really, the mouse has a weird attraction to Ed because their relationship was based on the kiss.
Eddie kissed me goodnight.
Yeah, every night. And I misspoke,
a
Mike.
Picture album. Guess who?
Now, what was that book you were looking at when I came in?
Oh, my book. My mama gave it to me for my birthday.
You know what I love? I love the echo chamber in the theater.
Yeah.
Where you can tell they've got the big live audience in the theater, you know?
But, Eddie, I don't understand it.
Okay. It's so stilted. It's so difficult.
And the fact that it was so, you're talking like 46, 47 shares.
It was popular because that's all they were giving you. There was no
three channels,
other options.
Three channels, right. And it was 9 February of 64 that the Beatles
Ed
debuted.
Sullivan,
my apologies.
Overrated.
But the talent on his show wasn't.
Oh, yeah,
because he debuted the Beatles and everybody that was all the stars of the day.
Terrible
that was
talk
it.
Show host now looking back.
Terrible. Yeah. Terrible.
MC.
Terrible.
MC. Terrible. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Now we'll do the part where he kisses him at the end of the night.
Low bar back in the day for entertainment.
Time for bed.
Oh, time for bed.
Okay. Yeah. Kiss me good night first.
Yes, Topo. Good night.
Check me in.
If he's effing the mouse and that's what the innuendo is.
No.
I'm for that comedy. I'm okay with that.
It's just weird.
That was Jack Parr's bit.
Very odd. But that's it. So, well, you enjoyed the Ed Sullivan show, right?
Very much. And I had to explain the gold people to Julia.
Did it work for Julia? Is she respectful of you and your love for the past? That she's like, maybe
Julia likes that I like it.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, but
that's
she's sweet. Not going to stick around for it.
Do you ever wonder why you plunge yourself into such deep nostalgia all the time? Why you have difficulty living in the now?
I saw a quote online this weekend. It says people that are dealing with anxiety, even if they don't know it, will watch stuff that they have watched over and over again because there is no chance that it would surprise or upset them. So maybe I'm dealing with anxiety.
Yeah, but you watch, current stuff as well. You know,
I do. You do. He doesn't like the dark stuff. He doesn't like the. I don't really love the dark stuff either. Like the terror, the violence, the
like the news that I junk out on. All the time.
I would say maybe news, but even show. Okay, I can't speak for Rob. I'm making an assumption here.
Right.
If there's an unpleasant show that's dark and just gritty and it's full of destruction of lives and livelihood.
Like a crime drama.
Yeah, or even something fun. What was that show we watched? Bringing it back for another season with all the surfers, with the hot mom.
Animal Kingdom. One of our favorite shows.
Yes. That's not a Rob show because it is full of just the worst
drugs
human beings in the world.
And death and betrayal.
Yeah.
It took me 3 tries to watch one of the greatest shows of all time because the opening season was so unpleasant to me, and that's Breaking Bad. I had to really buckle down to watch it because I found the first few episodes really unpleasant, and I don't like that. So, I mean, I guess there is a part of me that's doing that, and I think that pandemic has made all of us a little more anxious.
You were that way long before the
Yeah,
pandemic.
But I think it reinforces it.
And well,
I think
so instead you watch this.
Oh, it's time for bed.
Oh, Eddie. All right. Kiss me good night first.
Yes, Chopo.
Thank you, Chopo. I am going to appear to be human now.
Okay, Mr. History, before we get out of here.
Uh-huh.
I have to ask you this. What was the process behind Ed? He was basically a gossip columnist.
He was a newspaper columnist with Annie. Also, I think he did some
and
sports
he was
writing early on.
So they gave him the television show.
Very powerful. The show was originally called Toast of the Town. I think it debuted in 1948.
And wasn't that his column too?
Yeah. And that is really, he had an eye for talent, and he would hit as much as he would miss because you'd see some clips and he'd introduce people and you have no idea who they are. But
like the Maori fire eaters.
Exactly. There's one guy that he kept referring to in this one episode, and he was a comedian, and I had never heard of him. Never heard of him. And then he'll pull out someone and say, and now here's a gentleman who's appearing with Henry Fonda on Broadway to do a comedic monologue, and he'll bring him out, and it sucks. It's absolutely a waste of electricity.
But he also had George Carlin, Lenny Bruce, Rodney Dangerfield, Jackie Gleason, all the artists of the day that went on that show.
Well, that was their
because
venue,
he would
right?
he would hit nightclubs all around the world. A couple of weeks a year, he'd go down to Miami because that was a hot entertainment scene too, and he'd do his show from Miami to feature Florida acts. He would fly acts in from. He would love to go to Europe and bring in the European acts too. He just had an eye for talent. Like I say, I think he batted about 500, but when he hit,
Here's the biggest difference. The biggest difference was the lack of outlets. So when you had even Johnny Carson and Ed Sullivan, you had one. And Ed Sullivan, even more narrow, where that was it. If you could become literally an overnight sensation by going on Elvis Presley, you would go on the Ed Sullivan show, and
he was a kingmaker when it came to that. Every time
total kingmaker. It doesn't exist anymore.
You always hear about how Elvis was scary when he came on the scene, and people thought, "Oh my God, look at him dancing and doing all that stuff. He looks like he looks horrifying. I don't want my children listening to that music." After one appearance, Ed Sullivan at the end said one sentence. He says, "This is a real good, fine boy." And that changed Elvis's reputation worldwide. Mm. One sentence from Ed Sullivan. And that's how important that show was. And he did look like Richard Nixon.
He did, right?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
The Beatles, Elvis Presley, Janis Joplin, the Jackson 5, James Brown, all these amazing performers that were on Ed Sullivan, and it goes on and on and on. And that's what it was back in the day. Now, I guess you can become an internet sensation, but you can have 10 million people follow you
on TikTok.
On TikTok or Instagram, and a good chunk of people won't even know who you are. That's just how it is
Mike, did you spend any time this weekend on TikTok?
Right now, sexy women on TikTok right here.
Of course I didn't. Of course I didn't.
Busy weekend.
Had trouble negotiating.
Once you get, there is a learning curve.
They haven't learned the curve yet. And I get bored.
Yeah, because not everybody's the highlight reel.
No. You don't belong here. You're not one of the, and I hate having to, I want to find them on the app on TikTok, not on YouTube, okay? You put in sexy women of TikTok and have somebody to do all the work. I want to do my own work. I want to be my own Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, I want to earn it.
Here's Mike O'Mara's toast of TikTok. We'll take a break, come back with more fun and thrills right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Hello, my friends. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Haben Sie Uber about the coronavirus? Das ist crazy. So, I want to offer some advice because we need to protect senior citizens like your Großmutter und your Großvater, die Kinder and each other. Hopefully, we can flatten the curve in time for Christmas so we can celebrate around the Tannenbaum and enjoy the presents and eat the Schwarzwaldkirschtorte and things. To do this, we must social distance, which is hard. I have to eat my own schnitzel at home because the restaurants are closed and stuff. No one is allowed to pet my miniature horse. And I can't make love to my housekeeper if I'm 6 feet away. Is Max teed me so angry? Arr! But you can protect yourself by shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center at MikeOmeraShow.com, Target, and Walmart. Remember, we must obey the rules and we can beat the corona, okay? Good. Es ist bad disease, but at least it's not a tumor. Danke schön.
Thank you, Arnold. Walmart.com got a bitchin' set of hearing aids. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can. But what if you need postage to send out a letter and packages?
Right.
Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay hunkered down. And as if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%. And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first-class stamp. That is a wow factor. Stamps.com, a no-brainer, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times, especially where I live, Florida. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. And I did want to say to my daughter, Elizabeth, we didn't get to do it on Friday. July 11th was her birthday.
Happy birthday!
And, happy birthday. Woo! My new 24-year-old, and she's
time
beautiful.
Flew. Jeez.
She's it has flown.
That's amazing.
You know, hopefully she's going to make it up here. My other daughter's coming up this week. I'm very excited about that. Love my kids, all of my kids, and Elizabeth, happy birthday, happy birthday. I hate it when we get the answering machine, when we're all making that early morning call, the three of us, which is Carla, me, and Michael, and we said the happy birthday to her, so she's hanging in there. She works in contract work. As an archaeologist, she gets these government contracts, and then she's in between contracts right now, so she's having a tough time as well. And her beau is doing well, so knock on wood, everybody's dealing with crap. Mm-hmm. Everybody is dealing with that. Speaking of bad news, I really, really got bummed this morning when across the wire came the news that Kelly Preston passed away.
God,
nobody had any idea.
I was astounded. I was astounded.
I don't think. And maybe look, I'm in my early 40s.
Right.
Kelly Preston as an actress, because I actually said, oh my God,
so
while we were
beautiful.
In the marital bed, and I said, Kelly Preston passed away at 57, if I'm not mistaken, with breast cancer.
Yep.
And Shannon looked at me and she was like, who's Kelly Preston? Like, jealous.
Oh, come on, Shannon.
Yeah. And I said, sorry, you don't know that she was in Twins. And that, by the way, Twins. Like, that was a mega film. When movies were just like, that was an
Jerry
Arnold
Maguire.
Schwarzenegger. Jerry Maguire, right?
For the love of the game, the Kevin Costner movie that I love
Jesus
her in.
Jesus Christ.
She's the love interest of Kevin Costner.
She
just was so, she was one of my movie, she was one of my movie crushes.
Oh.
Absolutely one of my
everybody. By the way, did you know that she dated George Clooney before she dated John Travolta?
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really?
I did not know that. Yeah. Mike, I have a clip of her from Jerry Maguire I'd like to play if that's cool. I think it shows her range, and it's a great scene.
It's all about you, isn't it? Soothe me, save me, love me.
You just jump right into my nightmare. The water is warm.
What was our deal when we first got together? Brutal truth, remember?
I don't cry at movies. I don't gush over babes. I don't start celebrating Christmas 5 months early. And I don't tell a man who just screwed up both our lives. Oh, poor baby. That's me, for better or worse. But I do love you.
It's over.
You have never been alone.
Listen to me.
And you can't be alone.
It's over.
No one has ever dumped me.
She was so pretty and also could play a scene like that, which is, you know, heavy but funny. Yeah. She was also really great. She's one of the best things in the movie, The Cat in the Hat, that I had to watch a million times because of my kids. She played
the
mom.
How we doing? We got any little issue with Rob there?
I just didn't know that The Cat in the Hat would be something that he would bring up.
Well, because my kids watched it a million times because we had the DVD. And she was one of the shining spots in that movie. She could play anything.
It's always sad when you're a fan of someone famous who passes.
Young.
Is a different experience when someone who you had a movie crush on, who is one of your, every time you'd see her on film, every guy that had a crush on Kelly Preston, it just seems so ridiculously unfair. And as far as John Travolta is concerned, that family's had some tragedy. That is really, really sad. And so much tabloid fodder about John Travolta. Yeah. But they stayed together. And they were together at the end. And we'll have a little bit on the news about
shocking.
That horrible relationship John Travolta has had with the media for many years, what comes above it is the fact they really did have to have one of those. They seem to have one of those real Hollywood love stories, ones that seemed genuine and real and seemed to last. And
well, he was quirky. Travolta did quirky stuff like the pilot and having the airport at his house. And
right.
They live in a private airport.
They live on an airport. I mean, his house is the airstrip. Mm-hmm. Very, very odd relationship. But another thing about John Travolta and the people around John Travolta and that family, that no one knew this was coming. They kept it a secret.
Yeah.
They kept it. They valued their privacy.
Right, what it took for the entire staff and their team not to say anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks that she's gone. I really feel sad about that. And that's it. I just wanted to say that. We got to take a break. When we come back, I will talk about my irrational fear. The concept of a television program that I think Oscar's watched all of the episodes. I watched the first one, and I will make a very moronic statement as to why I don't like the show. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
John Lubbock, the noted philanthropist, scientist, and first Baron of Avebury, once opined,
"Art is unquestionably one of the purest and highest elements in human happiness."
Funding for the arts has dropped off exponentially lately. However, you can show your support and ensure your happiness by becoming a patron of the Mike O'Mara Show. For as little as $1 a week, you help support the mission of TMOS, providing snickers and giggles to those that get it. You won't get a fancy tote bag, but what you will receive is a chance to bring comedy into your humdrum existence during this pandemic. You also get the satisfaction of helping to ensure that fart jokes, celebrity impressions, NBA catchphrases, and antiquated references from the 1950s flourish for years to come. Just look for the patron tab at MikeOmeraShow.com to get started today. Invest in the arts, the comedy arts, by becoming a TMOS patron. Ensure your happiness by giving a little to laugh a lot.
Fart jokes. Anyway, always hate that one. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That was a good promo, though.
Yeah, I loved it.
Fart jokes. Anyway, you know I hate that too. You know, that one's used against us, right?
I thought we made fart jokes.
Yeah, we do, but I mean, I don't like it. Because people, it's a bunch of fart jokes.
Do they weaponize the farts against us?
They weaponize the fart joke comment.
How dare they?
I hate people.
Right? Am I right, Rob?
No, you're right. You're right.
I thought fart jokes were funny.
They are funny, but they weaponize that against us.
How dare they?
Fart jokes. I've had that said about somebody negative.
You like fart jokes?
I don't know. I think we played that a bunch of times, haven't we? Haven't we played that promo a bunch of times?
No, that was its debut.
That's brand new.
Oh, it's debut. Okay, kill it. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Ring. We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things, or just to edit that one out.
All right. Yeah. Done.
All right. This is funny.
Who says fart jokes? I don't know that.
You know what? Let me do the commercial, okay. And then hey, Robbie woke up.
Well,
I've been up this entire time. All right,
now I know it's the things that get you going. We're all home more than usual. Conflict! We're all home more than usual these days, but it's still hard to keep a close eye on things. More deliveries mean more boxes left unattended and more chances for packages to go missing. Vultures! Vultures everywhere.
I hate a vulture.
For the birds' booties. Luckily, with Ring, you can keep your home safe no matter where you are. Ring's on a mission to make neighborhoods safer, from video doorbells and security cameras to smart security lighting and alarm systems. Ring has everything you need to make sure your family and belongings are safe and secure anytime, anywhere. I have the Ring floodlight cam. It could not be any better. It's wonderful. You'll love Ring. And by the way, who knows? Maybe if you get a Ring doorbell, you can put one of those viral videos up there when some crazy person tries to steal a package off your porch.
Look at that crazy vulture.
Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. The Welcome Kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. It's all you need to start building a custom security ring for your home today. Just go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. Yeah, it's been used, over the years as kind of a dig on, websites that, like, Todd goes
on. I didn't know that.
It's kind of like...
I'm sorry.
But I think it's old. It's old. I think it's been, it's in the past. It just, Rob, can you articulate this for me?
It is a way that I think in the past it has been used to diminish our brand of funny.
Oh, I thought fart jokes was an easy and simple way just to be like, they're funny, irrevenant. I didn't look at it as a negative.
Not always. Okay. No, I think you actually, Oscar, you said something.
It's very difficult for me to articulate exactly what bugs me about it, but I know it's been, and weaponized would be
weaponized
the word.
Weaponized is a perfect word, and it's a diminishing way to describe what we do. And you're right, Mike, it should come out, and out it will come.
That's kind of where, this is my own trip. Mm-hmm. I stand by it, my own paranoia. It's just the way it goes.
I had a blind spot to it, Mike. I'm good now. Sorry. I really
but it
didn't
excited
know.
You.
Well, no, I thought I was missing a narrative somewhere.
Should have played that promo before the show.
I could probably find a clip of a message or a thread where someone writes it in, where somebody who's slamming us talks about that.
I could see a family member being like, oh, this show's all about fart jokes, and being dismissive
that way. A lot of people that don't know the show have kind of said that's what it is. Now, I've already played the fart sound during the show today.
Exactly.
I probably rely on it a little bit too much. But when Rob was talking about
firecracker pizza.
And he mentioned the blue cheese with balsamic. I played that clip.
And Mike, I would not say that you lean on the farts too much. As a matter of fact, we have distanced ourselves.
Yeah.
We are nowhere where we used to be.
More farts.
But it still makes me laugh. It makes me laugh at my son.
Everyone
so
should.
Funny.
Let me just say, welcome back to Maddie Masiello from Buffalo. We wanted to welcome Maddie. Are you happy to be back at work?
I am, yes. It's nice to see everybody again, for sure.
Maddie, are you in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic? Like, are you? Did you party in Buffalo? Do you have a cold? Do you have allergies?
I got no sleep last night because our cat was so excited that we were back home and he wouldn't let us sleep. So I'm just very groggy. I'm sorry.
Wow.
You left your cat alone for a week?
No, my friend would check in on him.
No, you're like, later.
Cat was at a
Speaking
bar.
Speaking of pets, I think people might want to know this. I have to be honest. I was honest when I talked about Carla being the dog whisperer. I have to be honest saying she still is. He still ignores me more if she's in the room. But he is impossibly lovable.
Aww.
And I have a much better relationship with him than I've had. If Carla's anywhere near, he will do the Pepe Le Pew cat screaming out of my arms.
Sure, sure.
But I can sit. He fell asleep in my lap over the weekend. I can turn him on his back and scratch his tummy, and he just sits there like, you're chill, you're fine.
You
he gives me greetings.
You will always be Mike Pence. You will always be number two to him.
I know I will always be. But I can live with it because it's not like Beluga, God rest Beluga's soul, who I was dead to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dead to. Like the no relationship. This dog has greeted me on a couple of occasions, and I play it up now because I go, Winslow.
Yeah.
Winslow. And he's like, like that. And his fights with Frankie are like cage matches, and they're hysterical. I love it because Frankie does this, like that. And they seem to be playing, but I'm not sure 100%. So it's a lot of the, I'll be watching something on the news or on TV, and I'll hear, I said, I'm watching 60 Minutes here. Like that. So it's good. For those of you that were worried, you know, I got a lot of emails saying, you know, you just have to do this, you know, okay, whatever.
Dog whispers.
Pet people. I'm a pet person. I have two pets that live in my home. I'm totally pet friendly.
Sad
I like
day here,
pets.
Though, Mike, because Saturday Luna went home.
Oh, so no, I'm without, the moon?
I'm without my big dog, so it's.
But did you like Luna better than? Do you like Luna better than Linus? Tell the truth.
No. I loved the notion of Luna, and I love Linus, but I know one thing. Linus is happy that Luna is gone. Linus is smiling and prancing. The kitchen floor is right above my desk, so I can hear when people walk on the tile. And Linus, when he would walk, when Luna was here, was like, dut, 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 dut.
All
dut.
Mopey.
But now tentative. She's gone, and it's like, dut, 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 dut. He's
happy,
prancing
happy.
And smiling.
Did they play? Did they play those two dogs at all?
No, they smelled each other a lot.
Mm.
That's it.
Linus is a curious dog. A
lot of butt.
Yeah, lots of lot of butt.
We have just a second here, but
yeah.
I watched, Oscar, you'll be happy to know at your recommendation, watched Unsolved Mysteries. The first episode.
And, local show for the D.C. area.
Yeah, here's Baltimore. My moronic statement, all right?
Yeah,
I know by its very nature, it's the frustration point, all right? I hate the lack of payoff at the end.
You're not the
I watched
one.
The one where the guy fell through the roof.
Yeah, the pencil.
And by the way, that guy, I kept telling Carla, that guy from Baltimore that ran the company that he worked at didn't talk to the police.
Yeah.
I think I know the guy.
Oh.
I don't know, but I think I might have met him.
I'll do you one better. I'm sure everybody in America that's been to Baltimore. My one of our good friends got married in that hotel, the Belvedere.
The Belvedere. Yeah.
And that parking lot that they kept showing within that episode is where I remember it was the shadiest parking lot where we had to pay $20 on a Saturday morning for an hour ceremony.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I was like, Shannon, we parked there. And she's like, I'm sure everybody in Baltimore is saying they drove by the Belvedere. I said, we were there.
Yeah.
Do you feel any need for more follow-up now?
Yes!
That we've had since the original Unsolved Mysteries. Now we've gone further with the Dateline.
I am so happy you brought this up, Mike. Okay. This is actually, and if you're not watching, and I'm sorry I don't have it on the tip of my tongue, but Patton's wife, who passed away, she's got a special on HBO right now.
It's an 8-part series.
Yeah, it is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, it's so
phenomenal.
Good.
It is absolutely so effing good.
I think I've only
good.
Watched the first
What's
one.
What's the title again, Rob? If you mind pulling that up?
Yeah, I'm getting it right
I'll
now.
I'll be gone, sure in the dark
I'll be gone in
the
dark. Something like that. Well, let's confirm. The Unsolved Mysteries, the I'll Be Gone in the Dark is different because you'll have a payoff at the end of this of the series. Unsolved Mysteries, in its own vein, is brilliant, because for those that don't know, Unsolved Mysteries used to be a regular television show, and at times it would have update, and then the host would come on and say that the police have found so-and-so, because they're really trying to find...
I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Yeah. Exactly.
So, about the Golden State Killer, that is I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Mm-hmm. So, Unsolved Mysteries used to do a great job of crowdsourcing, before crowdsourcing was anything, letting viewers help you solve the mysteries. Now, some of these mysteries are getting closer to being solved, Mike, because we have the internet, and it's prevalent around,
and everybody
around,
probably did what
around
I did.
The world.
Everybody dove into the internet
so
right after
watching
that. So you
have a ton of citizen sleuths, detectives, looking for clues to solve these mysteries now.
Mm.
Right. It is so much fun to watch these clues coming along online and all the Reddit pages talking about different episodes, about what they saw, what they think, who they know, what they can do.
It's the underlying theme of that HBO documentary is that a literal cold case, people can get involved with each other and fill in the blanks, and the stuff gets solved. It's
but
crazy.
But there's nothing on the guy that allegedly
nothing yet.
Jumped off the building, the
killed.
Belvedere, or got murdered.
Right.
And who do you think did it in that scenario?
I think it had something. I think by its very nature, all the clues point to the fact that this
Stansberry
company, they're now I think it's Stansberry Research, that the company's now, but that the company The last call he got before he ran out of the house and then was later found dead came from that Stansberry
company.
This is company.
My citizen.
Then there was a gag order
that was issued
like within hours of his body being found. They issued a gag order, and then the guy refused to be interviewed for the show.
Yep.
That, to me, is hinky
could it
all
be
the way.
A federal investigation that no one needs to know about.
You never know.
Also, why would somebody try to make a jump? Because there was an allegation that he was trying to jump and get to the parking deck or
wouldn't
something like that.
Wouldn't have made like it that. To the hole in the
ceiling. No one.
Roof, I should say.
No one jumps in sandals. Like, nobody that actually
As
wants
to. As someone who wears sandals, I'll verify that.
You've always, when you've been contemplating it, you've always kicked your shoes off.
It's a hard pass.
Oscar, as far as that first episode, the Baltimore one, if you hear anything or something comes across, please, you have carte blanche, interrupt the show with that. I'd like to know what's going on.
Did you like the show, though, the reboot?
I love the show, but at the end, I'm like, God, well, I want the...
Mike, you need to watch, you need to, on Hulu, they've got a great show you love. It's called Solved Mysteries.
Solved Mysteries, that's what I want. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, dear. We are in unprecedented times, and it's imperative that we do what we can to flatten the curve. That includes social distancing. Sometimes that's easy, like with my wife. But if it's a young, lovely voter, perhaps one who just turned 18, you may be tempted to reach out and touch them, ideologically, I mean, and harness their excitement to really embrace America. You mustn't do this. Now listen, keep to yourself, stare from a safe distance, make eye contact, purse your lips, perhaps a wink, connect to your imagination. Ooh. And remember, it's not creepy, because Bill said it's okay. You're saving lives. Be smart. Socially distance. Once this is over, we can all party like a rock star. But don't tell Hillary.
Thank you, Bill. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by KiwiCo. You might feel like your kid's summer break started way early if you've been stuck at home together. But now that vacation is actually here, learning doesn't have to stop for summer, because KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. Super cool stuff. Hands-on projects delivered every month. Boom. A no-brainer. It always is good. It's always quality. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children and parents. The quality is amazing. Hey, KiwiCo, how about doubling up? Okay. How about three a month? Can you do that for me, please? KiwiCo, okay. My little guy ain't going to Florida school. Not at the beginning, that's
got
for
some
sure.
Got some mental energy to burn.
Please, come send. How about 10 a month, KiwiCo?
10 days.
Double your KiwiCo, double your production. Plus, there are different crates for kids of all ages. I know I'm not the only parent that has experienced KiwiCo that has this feeling. KiwiCo, hi. I really love your product. Is there a way you could maybe, multiply it by 10? Hey, it's another KiwiCo daily package. That's wishful thinking. Yeah. KiwiCo is redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. We genuinely love it. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS.
News.
News.
We mentioned it before. Kelly Preston unfortunately passed away yesterday after a 2-year battle with breast cancer that they kept under wraps. She was 57. Huge shock for a lot of people. A statement from the family said, quote, she was a bright, beautiful, and loving soul who cared deeply about others and who brought life to everything she touched. Her family asked for your understanding of their need for privacy at this time. In an Instagram post, John Travolta said, quote, Kelly's love and life will always be remembered. I will be taking some time to be there for my children who have lost their mother, so forgive me in advance if you don't hear from us for a while. Kelly is survived by John, their 20-year-old daughter, Ella. That young lady's had a tough life. And their 9-year-old son, Benjamin. Their oldest child, a son named Jet, died in 2009 at 16. Family's had a lot of tragedy. Ugh. Her movies, Twins, Jerry Maguire, For the Love of the Game, The Cat in the Hat. Her last film was 2018's Gotti, where she and John played mobster John Gotti and his wife, Victoria. Didn't get a lot of great reviews, but she was one of my movie crushes. It makes me sad to know that she is gone.
Too soon.
A few weeks ago, people joked that the NBA's impenetrable bubble at Disney World would be compromised because the players wouldn't be able to resist sneaking in guests for some naughty fun.
Sneaky.
Well, it's only been 3 days.
What?
Oh, no.
Since the players arrived in Orlando, and a so-called Instagram model claims that she's been invited inside.
Oh. Sure.
Well, if they got a strong guest policy.
Her name is Anna Maya, and Oscar, you might want to do a dive on her. She even knows it's risky, and she tweeted, quote, "I already got invited to the bubble. Yay, the season is definitely ending early." God.
Wow. I wonder if she's on TikTok.
Should be ending. Why is it Florida? 15,000
plus cases. It's a short drive from Miami, right? How many hours? Wow.
Sometimes the answer's in the question. Do you want to ask again, why is it Florida? Wow. Because it is Florida.
Well, the model said she didn't say who invited her, but that got people talking because she said, quote, "Wow, y'all are going to get me uninvited now. I'm out." She also said, quote, "Y'all keep saying I'm going to fumble the bag. Me and him are laughing at this stuff right now, reading all the comments, crying." It seems like she's talking about her and the player, but who knows? Since this is just a random Instagram model we're talking about, it's entirely possible she's just doing this for attention. So we don't know.
Could be.
For sure.
She's thirsty for attention,
on.
Mike. I can't confirm here, but I like the rumors. Also, the bubble is fascinating to me just from a sports aspect and a testing aspect. They have like these rapid tests available. So when you walk in, every day, every player gets tested. Every day.
Right. Yeah.
So if anybody pops positive, and then you only see this once in a lifetime, God willing. When you look at the courts, the way they're being laid down.
Yeah.
Imagine a ball, like a huge ballroom, but every single team's actual hardwood is laid out. So all of the courts are right next to each other with the different team logos. It is wild to see.
Wow.
In the bubble.
In the bubble.
I weird. Wonder if very that weird. League has any money.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that comment. February 20th, 2003, a date that will live in infamy. That is the day that 100 people died and another 230 were injured because the 80s hair band Great White decided to include pyro during a gig at a dinky little club in Rhode Island. And they burned the place to the ground. Now the band is trying to kill even more of its fans. Last Thursday, they played an outdoor show in North Dakota with no social distancing or masks. And the internet lit up with people connecting the two gigs. On Saturday, Great White issued a statement saying, quote, "Our intent was simply to perform our gig outside in a welcoming small town. We value the health and safety of each and every one of our fans, as well as our American and global community. We are far from perfect." Well, anybody that's listened to your music for years knows that. For the record, original singer Jack Russell is not in the band anymore. He has his own version called Jack Russell's Great White.
Now, is that it? That's it. One song. And normally, when you play Great White, that encourages social distancing.
All right. Guitarist Mark Kendall is in the version of Great White that played the past Thursday and was also on stage when the fire broke out in 03. So he's been around.
I can't imagine being named Jack Russell. That's a breed of dog.
Thank you.
It's very a astute. Really mean dog.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now a bunch of COVID stuff. A strip club in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada, reopened this weekend without stripping.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. I don't know. There's outdoor dining if you just can't resist strip club food.
Grilled cheese.
Oh, God. And the dancers are working as servers.
That's so great. And Mike, the best strippers are in Niagara Falls on the Canada side. Remember this.
You know what? You're mocking it?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk to the NHL guys.
I will.
Sorry.
Welcome to the bubble.
Misogyny moment. There's my real misogyny moment.
I'm Maddie.
Right there. Hi, Maddie. How you doing? Maddie probably knows what I'm talking about.
Right in my backyard.
Yeah, right in your backyard up there.
Yeah. That was a geographic, not a social reference, by the way.
You're so judgmental, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I'll say this about Canada. They've got a better view of the falls because they're looking at America.
Thank you. God. He's a patriot. Outdoor dining may be less risky for coronavirus, but there's this risk. A woman fainted at the wheel in New Jersey and crashed into a patio that was set up for outside dining. Fortunately, the restaurant was closed at that moment because of rain. Yeah, well, yeah, that's anybody.
And
yeah,
in fairness, right? All these pop-up patios, nah, if you're not familiar with them, you got to keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Right. So be aware of that.
Just because you're outside, not great.
All right, in New York City, there's a problem with rats. Rats running around people's feet because of the outdoor eating that's going on at restaurants.
Man, wow. Fievel.
Yeah, it's like shopping at Whole Foods in Georgetown.
Yeah.
Prostitutes in Hamburg, Germany, held a protest on Saturday demanding that brothels be allowed to reopen. Shops, bars, and restaurants are all reopened in Germany, but the legal brothels are all still closed. Open them up, please.
Please.
About one in six lawmakers in Mississippi have now tested positive for coronavirus after they kept meeting for weeks without masks to make a political statement. All right, and now a little something, something. These are difficult questions you may be asked by your child. Okay. I've been asked some of these, and I'll just give them an order of 1 to 10. Uh-huh. Number 1, where do babies come from? That's a tough one.
Yep.
Number 2, what's the deal with Santa Claus? Number 3, do things like ghosts, mermaids, and unicorns exist? Number 4, is the tooth fairy real? And what does she do with all those teeth? Number 5, why do adults have to work? That's cute. Number 6, where do people go when they die? Number 7, why is the sky blue? Number 8, where do clouds come from? Isn't that cute?
That's sweet. Very nice.
Number 9, are there dinosaurs still around? I might have gotten that, but I'm not sure. My son's pretty sophisticated with the questions he has.
Robert asked me about the dinosaurs last week.
Hey, Pops. Go.
On his way to, what was
Fireworks
that place?
Fireworks Pizza, where the taste is explosive.
Thank you. Let's see. Number 10. If you swallow a seed, will it grow inside you?
Ooh.
Ah.
I thought that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And a bonus question, number 11. In the Bloom House, Pony once asked his mom if he could live with his anime figures for the rest of his life. And the good news is she said yes.
Damn straight.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Pony.
Thank you. We'll
enjoy today's show with the secret punchline.
We'll take a break. Come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, the audio vault.
Yeah, that's it. Something
that say you were inspired by the promo of Matty Masiello rambling off the list of cheeses, and now you want to grill cheese yourself, but you also want to help out TMOS. Let me show you how you do it. First, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the button that says TMOS Shopping Center. Then click on Target. They got everything you need for this project. Bread, butter, all kinds of cheese. Swiss, smuch, provolone, whatever you want. Say you need a new frying pan or a spatula. They got it. Say you live in a Georgetown Spite House and you need a new hot plate. They got that too. And because you're fat, let's throw in a bag of Kraft Baby marshmallows. Now let me tell you, I got a Target Red Card, so they're kicking some money back to me. But more importantly, since you went to the TMOS Shopping Center, they're kicking some money back to Mike. Got it? Good. Now let's go back to the guy who would adopt the Target dog if he could, Mike O'Mara.
I kind of like that
new guy. I did too. His name is Chris Pontani, and I'll tell you why I love it. Is his music bed is the season 5 theme from Kojak. No reason.
Almost a little Charles Durning-ish,
it moved.
I believe.
It moved.
Yeah, yeah, good job. Good job.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Patron Society. We have great listeners. We do. Just wanted to say that. Times are tough, and when things get bad, a lot of good folks want to help. So, here's how you can help us. It's the TMOS Patron Society. Simply put, we're asking you to lend a hand. We need you to go to MikeO'MaraShow.com, click the Patron Society banner, and make a pledge to TMOS. $1, $5, $10 a week, or any amount, it's entirely up to you. TMOS needs you, and you can make a difference. We know that you get it, and we appreciate it more than you know. Your support is a testament to the fact that you want this show to stick around, because if you're here for us, we'll be here for you. If you can contribute, please do. Your support means the world to us now more than ever. We appreciate you, and thank you. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on it, and we appreciate it, and thank you in advance. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Monday, July 13, 2020. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oscar, name it.
Oh, Super Mario Brothers theme.
Obviously, I've been hoarding the wrong things, Mike. Stuff that I thought would be good to have, not so much.
All right.
Over the weekend, a 1985 edition of Super Mario Brothers, still sealed in its original packaging, sold for $114,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, I've been collecting the wrong stuff, because I had no idea that that stuff would... I know there's certain... a certain people like the vintage electronics, but I didn't think they'd value like that.
Well, think about the demographic that's buying it, right?
I suppose.
Somebody that's probably has some fond memories of it. Is it one of one now? Like, what's the story? In the packaging?
I think there's two, because another one sold a couple years ago for another exorbitant amount of money, but this is more. But
I don't think it's just fond memories. I think it's a collectible factor. I think they know that there will be an appreciation there. That's what I would think. Yeah.
Like, what are you collecting now that was worth something and now is worth nothing, Rob?
I've always thought that my baseball cards that I bought simply as a financial investment in the 80s would be a big deal, and they're not.
Yeah,
they're not.
We were burned left 10 ways to Sunday.
Everybody was.
Don't let little Michael ever get into that, Mike. You'll burn money left and right. Left and right.
You know, I fear the nerd factor a little bit, I'll be honest with you.
The nerd factor? What does that mean?
The whole Minecraft thing. Hear it.
No, that's popular, though. That's popular. That's
I'll never throw a ball again, and it'll just be...
You can throw a ball. You just have to hit Control X.
Yeah.
Control X to throw
right
a ball.
Now. He's playing tennis right now.
That's safe. On those courts where you learned?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know, my sister bought him a clinic. They have these social distancing, COVID-related clinics that they're doing with the kids, and that was her birthday present.
But that's where you learned.
He was going before. That's where I learned
that's
how to play.
So
you know
who
taught me? Do you remember who taught me how to play tennis? The former governor of the state of Maine.
Oh, wow.
John McKernan. Yeah. John McKernan. Yeah,
is he using the same racket you use, the wooden one?
You know who John McKernan's married to? Former senator from the state of Maine, Olympia Snow. Mm-hmm. One of the great moderate senators, great Republican senator up here. I remember that. I was a Democrat, but they had the Republicans up there. Yeah.
He's playing tennis right now, even as we speak?
Yeah.
He's probably back from it already.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Speaking of young youngsters. Speaking of young youngsters, I found this girl to be very wise. She's 4 years old. And, you know, when four-year-olds meet, like, on a playground, sometimes you will make a goofy noise or something to gather attention from someone you want to be around. She has some advice. How to talk to a girl. This is a girl telling a four-year-old boy how to talk to a girl.
So we was at the track, and I was just relaxing, and a boy was trying to get me over there, and he said, "Coo-coo, coo-coo, coo-coo." And that's not how you get a girl to get over there. You have to use your manners, and he was saying, "Meow, meow, meow." And why would you do that to a girl, and you don't call girls over like that? Okay, guys?
Yeah, don't say caw-caw, caw-caw, caw-caw.
And she's using a better microphone than Pony has.
Yes, she has. Mike, it's the home of the secret punchline. Do you know where you were 35 years ago today?
I'm sorry.
It's amazing
Pony, Pony, can we hear you again, please?
Yes, you may. I'm here with the secret punchline of the day or whatever.
Now it sounds better.
Whatever you did, it works a little better.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Should have fixed it when he had something funny to say. 35 years ago today, Mike, you could turn on MTV and it was Live Aid. Do you remember 35 years ago? And here's how it began.
It's 12 noon in London, 7 a.m. in Philadelphia. And around the world, it's time for Live Aid. Wembley welcomes their Royal Highnesses, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
Ladies and gentlemen.
So cool.
The Royal Salute.
Live Aid began with Princess Di and Prince Charles being seated.
Wow. Man. What a trip down memory lane that.
And I think it was 5 hours later when they threw it to Wembley. And this I did not remember. Do you know who the first MC was for the first hunk at Wembley?
Rick Dees?
No.
Oh.
Jack Nicholson.
Really?
Yes. And when he introduces the bands, the crowd's so wild, you can barely hear him. It's just Jack up there. You too. And it's just, it's crazy. You should watch some of the clips on YouTube.
Am I right about Live Aid? Everybody that was anybody, right?
Everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody.
The only person who sat it out really that could have been was Michael Jackson. That was the only one who sat it out. But everybody else was there. Let's close with this. I edited the setup of this tape because you don't need it to know where it's going. This is just called Messing with Siri. And a guy changes the name he wants Siri to call him by spelling out a series of A's and H's. So know that I've compressed it a little bit, but the payoff is still the same.
Just call me
A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-A-
That's really Siri doing that?
One more. Just the name.
I have to play that with
and I've done that to entertain the kids in the car. I've said, Siri, can you please say, and then you do, it's just, once again, here's the name, how he pronounced it.
That's awesome. That is itty-itty awesome right there.
Oh, and Mike, I did want to close with a song, if I might. Just a brief one. It's only a few all seconds. Because there's a lot of stuff going on in Washington, D.C. today. We're going to get an announcement about the announcement and an announcement about the announcement.
That tomorrow, maybe we will do a deep dive. I stepped on it. I'm sorry.
That's fine. Hey, just fight for old D.C.
Tomorrow, we'll lead with that. A discussion on the Washington.
Please let it be better than
team.
The Wizards. Please.
I'm a fan of Warriors.
Me too.
I think that's probably the path of least resistance, and I think that's where it's going to go. But I've heard a lot of different things. Someone was
Is
it
Dan
a Jansen?
Snyder quitting too?
No,
I heard?
You don't give up a billion-dollar business, Mike. You don't do that.
What a shame. Hope.
How about there is a small contingent that wants him to be called the Washington Hogs?
Really?
Yep.
All right, tomorrow we do a deep dive on it. Because there's got to be more of that idiocy out there right now.
Yeah. Oh, there's
that's
plenty.
Awesome.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Well, we'll talk skins tomorrow. God. Oh, man. I just know there's some people out there going, I got no use for any of that.
Well, Mike, they're done not pulling down statues. Now they have to not change NFL names.
We'll take a break. Be back tomorrow with a brand new show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace. Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my paints or fire a rocket?
I'm a phony! Just like you!
Bye-bye!